This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Pilot season has officially begun for the world of humanoid robotics. Last year, Amazon began testing Agility's Digit robots in select fulfillment centers, while this January, Figure announced a deal with BMW. Now, Apptronik is getting in on the action, courtesy of a partnership with Mercedes-Benz. According to the Austin-based robotics startup, as part of the agreement, Apptronik and Mercedes-Benz will collaborate on identifying applications for highly advanced robotics in Mercedes-Benz manufacturing. Specific figures have not been disclosed, as is customary for these sorts of deals. Generally, the actual number of systems included in a pilot are fairly small, understandably so, given the early nature of the technology. Even so, these deals are regarded as a win-win for both parties. Apptronik can demonstrate clear interest from a leading automotive name, while Mercedes signals to customers and shareholders alike that it's looking to the future. What comes next is what really matters. Should the pilot go well, causing the car maker to put in a big order, that would be a massive feather in Apptronik's cap and the industry at large. Humanoids have been drawing massive investor interest of late, as evidenced by Figure's recent jaw-dropping $675 million raise. The next couple of years will be vitally important for the continued success of these firms as they look to prove out meaningful ROI. As for what the robots will actually do on the manufacturing floor, co-founder and CEO Jeff Cardenas notes in a release, Mercedes plans to use robotics and Apollo for automating some low-skill, physically challenging manual labor, a model use case which we'll see other organizations replicate in the months and years to come. Low skill refers to the level of labor these systems will replace. My guess is that it involves a lot of moving totes from point A to point B, something repetitive and physically taxing that is both essential and relatively easy to automate. The other important part of low skill is also likely an attempt to nip criticism of replacing human workers in the bud. We're still a ways off from humanoids being able to do so in a meaningful way. Apptronik is a University of Austin spin-out best known for its work on NASA's Valkyrie humanoid robot.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.